So just to end with one story, which is well known, but I think it's kedai to read it inside because there's a few knetches over here. And that's a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya that Reb Moshe Feinstein used to say over, a story that B'didoy Hava Uvda, that took place in the year 1922, where Reb Moshe was in Luban. So Reb Moshe said, and again, this was a story that he would often repeat. It was during the winter, it was Tofresh Pei Beis, and one of his balabatim that lived in his kehila, Luban, became very, very sick. And the illness that he had was a very, very strange illness. What happened was his tongue had blown up, and because of that, he was having a very difficult time talking and breathing, and this was a very, very bad situation. It got to the point where the doctor said he's already a geisus, he's a shchivmera, and they called Reb Moshe, who was the Rav, to come in and to say vidur with him and to spend a little bit of time with him. So the Rav was there, and there were other people in the room, and this person, the chayla, asked for everybody to leave the room, and he said he wants to speak privately with Reb Moshe. So he sits with Reb Moshe, and he tells him, I want to tell you a meiser shayim, I'm going to tell you something that happened to me. He said, last Shabbos was Parshas Vayera. And he said, I was sitting and I was giving a drasha, and I was talking about the Bnoi Sloit, and it bothered me very, very much. He said that what the Bnoi Sloit did, they went and they fathered children together with their own, they had children together with their father, and it's, of course, it's something that's very muzzle, it's something that's very, very hard to understand. And he said, but the kashna that I was asking was, is that how is it possible that from that, Mashiach came? So Mashiach came from a zivuk between a father and a daughter, David HaMelech, Rechavim ben Shlomo, right? It all comes from Amon and Moav. How's it possible? But the nekuda that bothered me most, and the piece that I was talking the most about, was that the daughters of Loi, when they named their sons, they named them Amon and Moav based on the fact that the child was a product of a zivug that happened with their father. So it's one thing that this is something they did because they had a little bit of a cheshbon. But now they go ahead and they name the child Amon, they name the child Moav. How could somebody do something like this? And how is it possible that this is where Mashiach would come from? He says, this is what he was saying. He said, that night he had a dream. And in his dream, he saw two women. They were zekenois ma'oy. They were very, very old. Sheroisham upnei mechusim. Their face and their head was covered. And they introduced themselves and they said, we are the Bnoi Sloit. And then they said, you know, we heard that you gave a drasha. We heard you gave a drasha tonight. And in your drasha, you were very, very bothered. You wanted to know that Hayatachin, we would name our children Mayav, Me'avi, and Amoy, Ben-Ami, to go ahead and Fedoyrois, there should be this disgrace that this is the way it happened. He says, I'm going to tell you why we did this. Because at that time, we believed there was no one else in the world. And that's why we had no choice but to do what we did. If we were going to have a child and no one was going to know who the father of the child was, you know what we were concerned about? We were concerned that people are going to start saying and they're going to start spreading rumors that maybe the father of this child is Kaviyachal. And people are going to start saying that there's a child that's walking around who's the son of Kaviyachal Alei. In fact, they looked at this man and they said, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya in world history. And you know what happened from that child? This child turned out being a Mashiach Sheker. So he said, you know what we did? We meant to be Mafkir, Lahoitzim, Yilibin Shal Tzadoyke, and we said, I'm going to tell you exactly who the father of the child is. You'll never believe it. This is who the father of the child is. It's our own father. And you know what our schar was? Mida connected Mida. We were Zoycha that the Mashiach Emes is going to come from us. That's a Knech Nifla. That being that Mashiach Sheker came from a situation where people said, as the Tata is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so Mida Keneged Mida, you should know Mashiach Emes is going to come from a situation where somebody went to be Mafkia that, to protect this Inyan. And that's why we were Zoycha that Mashiach is going to come from us. This person had this dream. He was absolutely blown away. But then they said that because of the way you spoke, unfortunately, you were nichshol in the chet of the meraglim. This is what they told him. You were nichshol in the chet of the meraglim. You spoke lashon hara on what we did, where we were ksherim like the meraglim did, and they spoke lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to have the oinish of the meraglim. He said, what's the oinish of the meraglim? So they told him, it's a rashi and chumash. The pasuk says, vayamuso ha'noshe moitzie dibas ro, ba'mageifo lefnei Hashem. So zok tehilge rashi. They died by Magefa, but Isa Misa Hagun Olahem, Mida Keneged Mida. What was it? Heim Chatu Baloshen. They sinned with their Loshen. Vinishtarvev Lashoinon Atiburam. Something happened to their tongue. It stretched Atiburam. Vitailam Yoitzam Lashoinon. Ubon Lide tavurim. L'kach nema b'magefa, v'loy b'magefa. It ended up being mida k'neged mida. He said, the aver that you did was the aver, the meraglim, they spoke Lashon Hara in Eretz Yisrael was Erech Tzchemda, and that's what they spoke Lashon Hara. So they were punished with their Lashon for being over the chet halashen. You spoke Lashon Hara on us, on such an Indian that was so chashim and that's so kaddish. It's so above our pay grade. And you went ahead and you spoke this way, and mida k'neged mida, that's when your punishment is going to be. And Rav Moshe said, Beli Guzma, as soon as this person told him the story, Yatza Nishmasai. He passed away. It's mentioned, if you want to see it inside, it's in the Hakdama, the Igros Moshe, Chelik Ches. It's page 15, but this is who the B'nai Slayt were. But coming back to the Marsha, it's Amoini V'lei Amoinis, it's Mayavi V'loi Mayavis. The Gemara gives reasons for it. Abazok to Marsha, Yesh Loimad, there's another Oymak over here. Amunu Mayav came from the B'nai Slayt. And the Gemara says, he, meaning Loit, who in Lashon Kodesh, in Litvish, was Mischavim L'dvar Aveira. And because he was Mischavim L'dvar Aveira, so that's why Loyavi Amoini Mayavi B'kal Hashem. But them, the Nekevois, they were Mechavim L'Shem Mitzvah, because they were Mechavim L'Shem Mitzvah, so to that reason that L'Doyri Doyris, it always be Amoini V'Loi Amoinis, and Mayavi V'Loi Mayavis.